week, we catch up with the fantastic team at Singleton Council, and General Manager Jason Linnane joins me this morning. Jace, how are you doing?
I'm going great, Jess. Going great. The weather's a bit cooler. Having a really good time at work.
Oh, good. Fantastic. And how could you not be? Because as we know, Singleton is the playground capital of the country, and you've just opened yet another awesome playground.
It seems that every couple of weeks we're talking about playground projects, yeah. Doesn't it?
Which is good.
It is great. And it's a really important part about what we do, because it's these sorts of things that help create communities, these sorts of things that connect community. And there's so much research and science that sits behind the importance of playgrounds and kids being able to access playgrounds in their physical development, but also their mental development. Mm. And the other thing that I love when I'm driving around is you go past our playgrounds, and we have, and as you said, such a wonderful array. You see the mums and dads, you see the nans and pops, and you see them all out there engaging together and engaging through our playground. So it's one of those things where local government, I don't think we always appreciate the value we add. And you stop and smell the roses a bit, it makes you feel good about what you do, Jess. And this White Avenue playground, it's a replacement. The old playground out there was near on 20 years old. So our Parks and Gardens team, they take our playgrounds very seriously. They said, you know what, we need to fix this up. So we've allocated and spent just over $100,000.
Yep.
A couple of interesting facts. James White Park, obviously named after James White, who was a pastor here in Singleton and the Musselbrook areas. But he also had a science background, had links to Macquarie University. So in designing the playground, our guys have included some little cool additions. Like the climbing wall, for example, has some atoms and some neutrons on it. So sort of linking back to that science background that James White had.
That's cool.
Yes, that is really cool. And we'd done some work at Kelso Street last year, must have been early part of last year, and we had to remove the old sandstone curb and guttering. But we didn't throw them away. We put them in the keeping because we knew there'd be somewhere where we could keep those and reuse them. And we are. They're being used for the edging and the basement for this playground. So it's a really good reflection. This is really new. It's a new playground replacing an old playground. It's a great new addition to our network. But we're going back into the past, and we're bringing to life the past of Kelso Street and the curbside and the guttering also. James White, and you think to science in Macquarie University.
That's fantastic. I love that Singleton has so many amazing parks. Like, it's just that thing that you guys do so well.
Yeah, it is, and it's been intentional.
Yeah,
because we, as I said before, we really see that what value a really strong playground network and Unsplash network brings to our community.
Exactly.
From a social point of view, from an environmental point of view. From a health point of view and an economic point of view, it ticks all the boxes.
Exactly. Fantastic. And we're catching up with Jace Linnane, the General Manager for Singleton Council this morning. John Street's getting a bit of a spruce up this weekend.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, up the other end, the Ryan Avenue end, back to Campbell Street, where we're still in the midst of the renewal program we're doing there. It's a major construction site at the moment, but we haven't taken our eye off the ball. We're very proud and take a lot of pride in the appearance of our public domain. So we've got some cleaners coming in next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday at night, so after hours, so we don't provide another inconvenience to our shopkeepers and our people who go down there to engage with the shopkeepers. But it's about making sure those new pavers we laid a few years ago, make sure we keep them in a spick and span condition and make sure the appearance of town is what it should be. So people won't see the work happening unless they're out late at night.
Yeah,
I'll certainly see the outcomes of the cleaning that's going to happen.
Yeah, fantastic. And lastly this morning, Jason, let's talk water. Council's going to be doing some research on what other mains and things need a bit of an update.
Yeah, I often say when I'm talking to you and when I'm talking to the bear that the water and sewer is an interesting one because you don't see it. The pipes and all the key infrastructure is below the ground. Yeah, it's only an issue when it doesn't work. It isn't an issue when it doesn't work. Because we rely so heavily on our sewer system and rely so heavily on when we turn the tap on, making sure water's coming out. We've got a $2.4 million water mains renewal program that we're rolling out already, but we've noticed that we've had some ongoing breaks and some issues down there in the Tullet Close and Ritliff Close sort of area, over between Kelso and Waterhouse Avenue. So we've got some guys out there at the moment doing some research, doing some digging, looking at identifying what the source of the problem is.
Yeah.
And we've allocated $300,000. So when we understand exactly what the problem is, we're in the process of developing some plans that can come in and actually replace that water main. Yeah, we know it'll be a small disruption to people in that area when we're doing that, but eliminate the issue of this unplanned disruption happening time after time. So we encourage we'll be in contact with the community out there, those who are going to be impacted. We'll have direct communication. But we encourage anybody to jump, always keep an eye on our Facebook sites. We have regular updates about what's going on with our projects, but also what's going on with water and sewer network generally.
Yep, exactly. Well, Jason, as always, so much going on in Singleton. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. You have a great day, and same to all the listeners.